This is Audible.
Thunder from Fenris by Nick Kine, performed by Toby Longworth.
No son of Ross should die like this.
Afgar Ironmane was crouched in the snow. He regarded the mangled corpse lying next to him forlornly. It was Barak Thunderborn, a fellow space wolf, his brother. Steam was rising from the carcass of Barak's beloved wolf mount, Gerrick. The monstrous beast had been torn apart. The drifts had lessened in the last hour and rolled slowly across the tundra. Even so, they had begun to settle over Barak's corpse. The space wolf's blood, still warm from his recent slaying, created dark red blossoms in the veiling snow. It did little to hide the lacerations in his battle plate, nor did it smother his grievous wounds. Cooling intestines were heaped just below Barak's groin and trailed a half meter from the murder site.
Slain by one of his own.
Afgar bit back his anger, but his gauntleted fist was clenched. Snow dappled his armor, turning blue-gray into dirty white. It piled on his poltrons, only to loosen and cascade off as he got up. Clods of snow clung to his beard, too. The black and iron-gray streaks powdered white.
We don't know that for sure, brother.
Skeln Icefang was standing farther away. His voice was deep, like the rumble of slow-moving icebergs. He patted his giant wolfmount Fenrir as it bristled at the stench of blood. Like his battle brother, Skeln wore the blue-gray power armor of the Space Wolves. And also like his brother, it was adorned with fetishes and totems honoring their liege lord, Leman Russ, and the fierce warrior pride of the Wolf Guard of Fenris. A fanged necklace hung around Skeln's gorget, and a pelt of thick fur draped down his armored back. Runic talismans dangled off leather thongs attached to his breastplate, which carried the gilt sigil of a winged lupine skull. Skeln's blonde beard was less wild than Afgar's, and wreathed by snow. He carried a scar across his forehead and above his left eye, a relic of an earlier battle. Both warriors had a feral cast to their features, the echo of their namesake, and went unhooded, preferring to feel the icy caress of the weather.
It was Hagni. What else could tear Barak Thunderborn apart like this?
Afgar gestured to the butchered remains. With Barak's power armor split like paper, his flesh torn and organs ripped from his body, Skeln found an argument difficult to come by. Instead, he snarled, showing long canines. His massive wolf mount bared its own fangs in empathy. Afgar and Skeln hailed from a rarefied, some say mythical, brotherhood within the Space Wolves. They rode Thunder Wolves, the greatest of all the Fenrisian wolves, as a man would ride a horse. Such creatures were massive, more monster than wolf, easily twice as large as a Terran bear, and many times more ferocious. Their thick fur was as strong as steel wire, and their long fangs were sharp and broad like swords. Thanks to the ministrations of the Space Wolves' Iron Priests, cybernetic enhancements augmented the beasts' already formidable strength and combat abilities. Few could master such beasts as those that stalked the mountains of the Maelstrom, and even then, they were not wholly tamed.
The Scions of Pestilence are dead! Our mission is ended! Hagni must be found and captured!
He is Wolfen! He must be killed!
No, Afgar! The wolf priests will judge him. It is not for us to decide.
Barak Thunderborn lies dead, and it is not for us to decide? Hackney is our brother no longer. He slew a thunderwolf, Skeln.
I won't condemn him, Afgar. What if it was you we hunted?
Afgar thumped his breastplate. Nearby, his wolfmount, Skoll, growled and pawed the ground.
Then I would welcome death as release from dishonor.
Fenrir snarled, hackles rising on its muscled neck. A sharp word from Skeln quelled his mount's ire to a low growl. Any retort would have to wait, as the sound of an approaching vehicle interrupted them. Both space wolves turned and saw a Chimera-armored troop carrier rumbling towards them across a snow-choked road. Several kilometers behind it, south of the space wolves' position, loomed a dark bastion. It was the Imperial command post of the Cadian 154th, the Fusiliers, and the slab-sided Chimera tank that ground to a halt before the wolves belonged to the regiment's commanding officer, Colonel Vorin Eckhart. The rear hatch squealed open on half-frozen hinges, and a jowly man in the olive drab of the Cadians stepped out. Colonel Eckhart rubbed his gloved hands together, his breath ghosting the air as he tried to ward off the cold. Neither the storm coat he wore nor the thick moustache framing his upper lip could keep him from shivering.
"Your men are as grey as the weather, Colonel,"
remarked Skeln, appraising the bedraggled state of the Kassakin stormtroopers accompanying him. Eckhart looked skyward to a blanket of oppressive platinum and shrugged. Skeln's shadow eclipsed the officer, the space wolf half again as tall and almost twice as wide. To his credit, Eckhart didn't look intimidated.
"The long campaign, and this damnable cold,"
he uttered by way of explanation.
"A few weeks for you, my lord, has been the best part of a year on score bad for my men and I."
The colonel stole a furtive glance at Fenrir, who lathed the air with its long pink tongue, and tried not to show his disquiet. He was dwarfed by the monstrous wolf. Eckhart would barely be a morsel to a beast like that. Even faced with it now, the colonel couldn't quite believe his eyes. He hadn't known such creatures even existed until he'd seen one. Thunderwolf. The name was mythic, almost otherworldly. Yet, here two of them stood, like monsters from some elder age, their masters no less impressive and godlike. Skeln bared his fangs, grinning, though the gesture failed to reach his eyes.
"Fenrir,"
he warned in a low growl, before the beast backed down and stopped trying to taste the human meat.
"The Scions of Pestilence are all dead, Colonel. You'll be leaving this rock soon enough, bound for fresh fields and greater glories in the name of the All-Father."
Scorbad had been in the clutch of a deadly chaos plague when the Space Wolves had arrived. A cult of Nurgle, one of the ruinous powers and the entity that reveled in disease and despoliation, had arisen in one of Scorbad's monolithic cities. Infection spread quickly, the plague's victims sickening and dying before stirring into horrific unlife as mindless flesh-eaters. The Cadians had done their best to staunch its spread, but had been unable to locate and destroy the plague's propagators, a warband of Death Guard Chaos Renegades called the Scions of Pestilence. In truth, bloated monstrosities swelled by Father Nurgle's corruption. In 3 short weeks, the Wolf Guard had trawled the cities of Scorbad, found the renegades, and dispatched them one by one. Hordes of zombies still haunted the deepest ruins, but were waning, and aimless without their chaos packmasters. The Space Wolves' role in the conflict was over, until Hagni had turned. So far, only the Space Wolves knew of it. As for the Cadians, they were to consolidate their position and then hand over control to Scorbad's defense forces, who would mop up what was left of the zombie hordes. The less enviable task of putting back together the shattered world's infrastructure was the job of its governor and his bureaucratic staff. Eckhart made the sign of the Aquila at the utterance of the name the Sons of Russ used for the immortal emperor of mankind.
"Indeed. And I'll not be sorry to leave this place either. We caught your coded vox echo over our instruments, and I wanted to come out personally to express my gratitude for..."
The colonel stopped abruptly for a sharp intake of breath.
"Throne of Earth! Is that..."
Eckhart had noticed the visceral remains of Barak, just visible beneath the falling snow.
"Aye, it is,"
Skeln uttered solemnly, not turning to follow the colonel's gaze. Eckhart was shaking his head. Somewhere behind him, a Kassakin threw up.
"How could..."
To witness one of the Emperor's Astartes, a fearsome space wolf at that, killed in such a way, was disturbing. Something that could do that, something that could kill one of the mythical wolves, must be...
"A beast!"
Afgar locked eyes with Skeln.
"One that must be hunted and slain in turn."
Eckhart averted his gaze to focus on Skeln.
I thought you said the Scions of Pestilence were dead.
They are.
Skeln turned away, not deigning to elaborate.
I have heard tales.
The colonel licked his lips nervously.
Of space wolves becoming beasts.
The curse of the Wolfen was the secret burden of the space wolves. A genetic flaw handed down by their progenitor that could manifest at any time. Rumors abound, as they always did, but this was one ugly truth to be kept by the chapter, and the chapter alone.
Go back to your bastion and lock the gates,
snarled Afka, losing patience. Mounting up, he reined Skull towards the open tundra. In the distance, the black silhouette of Hellspire, one of the largest of Skorbad's cities, blighted the horizon. Hagni would be seeking refuge after his kill.
We have lingered here long enough, brother.
Skeln nodded.
What if you...
Eckhart took an involuntary step back. His stormtroopers leveled their lasguns as they imagined monsters in the warriors before them.
You'd be dead before you could pull the trigger.
A Kazakin put up his hands as he felt the sharp caress of metal at his neck. A third space wolf emerged out of the snowstorm that had grown more belligerent as they'd been talking, having crept up on Colonel Eckhart's party. Skeln scowled, but was inwardly impressed at his brother's stealth.
Thorgard?
The space wolf lowered his wolf claw and laughed. He hadn't ignited the blades. At such close proximity, the electrical charge alone would have sheared the Kazakin's head off. Thorgard had a closely cropped beard with a long mane of ruddy hair, plaited with runestones and bound by bronze rings. His humor was booming and showed his perfect white fangs.
Your men were sleeping, Colonel. Perhaps you should find some better bodyguards,
he said, tramping past them with a feral glint in his eyes.
Brother.
Thorgard grinned at Skeln as he walked on. His face saddened, though, as he regarded Barak, but was quickly impassive.
The old father will judge him now. It's out of our hands.
Afka growled something under his breath, unimpressed at his brother's antics. Skeln ignored their bickering, his attention on Eckhart, who had yet to lower his guard.
Our will is strong, Colonel. You need have no fear of us.
Can you be certain of that?
Eckhart craned his neck as Skeln mounted Fenrir. Skeln noticed Thorgard's beast pad over to him from where he'd left it hiding among the snow so he could play his trick. Its name was Magnin, and it bowed its head to allow Thorgard to straddle it. Facing the colonel, Skeln's eyes were dark hollows.
Do as Afka said. Go back to your bastion. Lock the gates.
He urged Fenrir with a firm command and went to join his brothers, leaving Eckhart no less uneasy. They had tarried long enough. Barak's slayer must be found and stopped one way or another. Skeln only hoped there was some of Hagni left to bring back. Colonel Eckhart shuddered as he watched the Thunderwolves lope away. It wasn't from the cold either. A terrible, racking cough gripped him. It felt like burning acid in his lungs. When Eckhart took his hand away from his mouth, there were traces of blood on his glove.
Sir?
Said the sergeant of the Kazakin, about to go to his colonel's aid before being waved away.
It's nothing,
Eckhart lied, before about-facing.
Into the Chimera! We'll wait for the landers at the bastion and lock our gates!
They're surrounded.
Afka slid up his bolter to sight down its barrel.
I count 16 left. Estimate 30 dead.
Enemies?
Skeln inquired from below.
At least 60, maybe more.
Following Hagni's trail, the Wolfguard had entered Hellspire without incident. On the way, Thorgard had told them of his discovery of Warg, Hagni's Thunderwolf, ripped apart like Barak and half buried by a forlorn roadside. Skeln hoped shame had compelled Hagni to try and conceal the carcass, that some of the warrior yet remained within the flesh of the beast. Shreds of armor had littered the trail too, discarded by Hagni as he outgrew it, shed like old skin as he metamorphosed beneath. As it had eclipsed the Space Wolves, the long shadow of Hellspire had been a blanket over Skeln's thoughts. Entering the darkness of the city, he became alert and set his troubles aside. The sprawling cityscape was ghost-like and silent. Shadowed avenues held potential threats at every turn. Huge towers loomed forbiddingly, watching, waiting. Ruins filled the broken streets and plazas, stark evidence of the brutal fight that had unfolded here. It proved little impediment to the monstrous beasts rode by the Wolfguard. None challenged them. Most of Hellspire's populace was either dead, in hiding, or had already fled elsewhere. It made hearing the crack of Lasfire and the frantic shouts of Cadians easy to discern. The battle din echoed loudly in the empty city. Tracking it to its source had been even easier. What might once have been a public auditorium stretched out below Avka. One of its columns, no longer supporting the vaulted ceiling, had half collapsed. Crashed into the wall and held fast, it offered a high vantage point. Skoll had crawled stealthily up the column and lay on its belly as Avka leaned over to survey the scene beneath him. There was only room for one Thunderwolf at the column's broken summit, so Skeln waited some 15 meters or so below with Thorgard and their mounts, hidden by the ruins. Avka saw a ring of battered-looking Cadian guardsmen pulling ever tighter, snapping off sporadic bursts with whatever was left in their weapons' power packs. Converging on them, a shambling horde of flesh-eaters, their bodies rank with decomposition. The whiff of decay made the Space Wolf's olfactory senses rankle. The wretched plague victims shuffled on broken limbs, old wounds ragged and dark in their dirty uniforms. Some clutched lasguns like clubs in parody of their former lives and compelled by degrading muscle memory. Others merely reached with taloned fingers, their sharpened nails piercing their gloves, dried blood masking their grotesque and hungering faces.
To be killed by your former comrades in arms.
Afka shook his head, then realized what he was saying. He held his tongue as another Cadian was dragged screaming into the mob and slowly devoured. The rest were fighting hard. They wanted to live.
Skeln, high and low!
Turning to Thorgard, Skeln found his brother was already gone.
On my way!
Thorgard's voice came through the comm bead in Skeln's ear. Always a step ahead was Thorgard. Skeln mentally traced a route for Fenrir through the ruins that would bring them to the auditorium floor.
We are ready, Afka! Now!
Skoll got to its haunches and leapt off the column, a howling battle cry on the lips of man and monster. They fell amongst the zombie horde and laid about them with fury. Skoll crushed three of the plague creatures as it landed, dashing out their putrid brains with sweeps of its claws. It seized another in iron-hard jaws, biting it in two and casting aside the remains like unwanted meat. The legs stayed inert, but the zombie's torso began to crawl along the ground, driven by keening hunger. Afka paid it no heed. Unleashing his bolter, he gunned down a slavering zombie pack, their bodies exploding as the mass reactive shells blasted them apart. Gore spattered his armor, and Skoll's brawny half-cybernetic flanks. Man and beast reveled in it, this baptism of blood howling for more carnage. As the creatures moved on Afka, this new prey taking the pressure off the still-firing Cadians, Skeln roared into view. He drove Fenrir headlong into the diseased masses, the Thunderwolf using its bulk and power to batter through them. Rotting corpses were tossed aside, smashed like kindling against pounding surf, before Fenrir slowed and the real slaughter began. A zombie leapt at Skeln, having launched itself from a high pile of rubble, only for the Space Wolf to arrest its flight with a blazing retort of fire from his bolt pistol. The creature was held in midair, caught in the explosive web from Skeln's weapon. The muzzle flare lit its gruesome features in monochrome before it disintegrated against the bolt pistol's power. A half second, and Skeln swung his pistol around to dispatch another zombie trying to rake Fenrir's exposed flanks. Decaying talons met adamantium skin and shattered before Skeln killed it. The monstrous wolf had just torn the head off another plague creature and was spitting out the saliva-drenched skull when Thorgard appeared on the far side of the auditorium, wolf claws crackling. He sheared through a half dozen zombies as Magnin carried him low across the floor. Heads, limbs, and torsos fell like macabre rain in his wake. The space wolves were three points of a triangle, herding the diminishing zombie horde together. What was left of the Cadians standing at the edge of the corral's bloody perimeter. Each time the Thunderwolves drove into the zombie horde, they tore out again, wreaking carnage, slaying any stragglers and tightening the noose before charging back in. It was savage and furious, but not an iota of rage was wasted. Every shot was a kill. Every blade stroke left a dismembered corpse behind it. 60 soon became 30, then 20, as the space wolves butchered with controlled ferocity.
For the All Father!
Afka's snarling face was framed by the flare of his bolter's thunder. Thorgard echoed him, then leapt up onto his beast's back, balancing on its broad shoulders for a moment like an acrobat before catapulting into the zombies. Lightning arcs tore strips in the half-darkness, describing the deadly passage of Thorgard's wolf claws. Magnin peeled off, loping around the edge of the plague-ridden masses, biting off heads and shredding bodies with its claws. Skeln had drawn his rune-etched power axe and stormed in, straddling Fenrir's back. He howled savagely, hacking down to bifurcate a zombie skull before decapitating another with the upswing. Cutting the last of the creatures down, he reined Fenrir in. Even then, the Thunderwolf worried at the ruined corpses of the twice dead. It had lasted only minutes, yet the desolation of dismembered bodies swathed the auditorium floor. Afka was breathing hard, not from exertion, but from the feral rage still fueling him. He eyed the 8 Cadian survivors and motioned to Skeln.
What should we do about them?
The humans were cowering, awestruck and fearful at the same time, faced with the monstrous Thunderwolves and their riders. Several were injured, already showing signs of infection. A space wolf's biology was engineered to withstand such contagions. Acadian's was not. Skeln's body language was resigned as he dropped down from Fenrir and stalked over to the guardsmen.
We can take no chances.
To succumb to such a flesh plague was horrendous. Skeln could scarcely imagine the dishonor should his brothers be susceptible to it. Should they ever turn? At least the wolfen curse was pure. At least it embraced the unfettered feral rage that lurked at every space wolf's core. But this, it was ignoble, debased. Grace of Russ that they should be spared such a fate. Some of the Cadians pleaded for death. Some got to their knees. The space wolf leveled his bolt pistol. A few of the men closed their eyes, their lips moving silently.
Receive the Emperor's peace.
The bark of fire silenced any screams and eclipsed the guardsmen's lives forever.
It had to be done, brother,
Thorgard said to Skeln as he was tramping back again. Skeln mounted up.
Aye.
Afka turned his back on the carnage of the dead Cadians. It was a pity they could not save them, but many more would die if they did not find Hagni soon.
The plague worsens.
A burst from Afka's bolter tore apart the zombie torso, laboring to claw across the floor towards them. Eerie silence followed for a moment after.
Eckhart's soldiers. I wonder how many more have fallen.
Afka sneered, evidently unimpressed.
It is a small matter. Infected or fully turned, we have to dispatch any we come across until Hagni is found. Though the Skyans are slain, the plague must not be allowed to spread.
Skeln fixed Afka with an icy glare.
Mercy guides our hand in this, not revenge. You'd do well to remember that, brother.
Afka snarled and turned away.
Lead on, Thorgard!
Skaln regarded the dead Cadians again, the ones he had been forced to kill.
How many did you butcher, Hagni?
Thorgard had the Wolfen's trail again. The hunt was back on. Thorgard sat alone in the lee of a ruined outhouse. It was towards the heart of Hellspire and had been badly damaged in the fighting. Little more than a broken corner of prefabricated rockcrete, with the skeletons of other structures and the shells of destroyed chimeras half buried in the snow nearby. A Cadian platoon had come this way, but had got no further. The drifts had worsened in the last few hours. An almost total whiteout smothered the horizon. Visibility was abysmally poor, even for the space wolves' acute senses. Thorgard's head was bowed, as if in contemplation, oblivious to the snow flurries dancing around his head and clinging to his beard like arctic limpets. He'd built a fire, using his body and the ruin to shield it from the ice winds rolling across the urban tundra, and flens the meat from some shaggy-haired bovine, indigenous to Skorbad, and somehow missed in the evacuation. It was messy work. Blood painted the ground around him and gave off a coppery stink. 100 meters away, his fellow Marines were watching.
Hagni may be a beast, but he hasn't lost his instincts. The Wolfen won't take the bait. Why do you insist on trying to snare him, Skeln?
The other space wolf crouched alongside him in a ruined warehouse. Skeln was staring intently at the perimeter Thorgard had made, at the traps and foils he had set, well hidden in the snow and rubble. They kept low and to the shadows, Fenrir and Skoll lurking just behind their masters. Of Magnin, there was no sign. Like its rider, the Thunderwolf was adept at stealth. An uncanny feat for a monstrous beast that was nearly 2.5 meters from claw to shoulder.
His fate is not ours to decide. I've told you this already, brother. I won't give up on Hagni. Not yet.
Due to the escalating drifts, the trail had grown cold in more ways than one. Hagni's wolfen scent was no longer redolent on the breeze. His tracks had disappeared, as well as any other signs of his passing.
You must be prepared to kill him, Skeln. If Thorgard or I fail, you must do it.
Skeln grunted and went back to surveying Thorgard's concealed deterrence.
Only if there's no other choice.
Something niggled at the back of Skeln's mind. Hagni was leading them farther into disputed territory, where the punitive influence of the Imperial Guard had not yet reached. On the way, they'd seen entire platoons frozen solid, grimaces etched permanently on the troopers' faces under the ice. Convoys of vehicles, chimeras, and even battle tanks were left by the roadside, empty and abandoned. Was Hagni even fleeing from them? Or was it the Wolfen that even now laid the trap and not the Wolfguard? Skeln had no more time to ponder. Shadows smeared the snowy fog, grey against the drifts. They were heading for Thorgard. Afka bared his fangs and scowled. Even in the snowstorm, he was close enough to detect the stench of putrefaction. The wind rose abruptly, intensifying to a shrieking gale. Thorgard huddled over the fire, but made no move as the shadows approached. A spurt of crimson laced the ground as he sheared away another scrap of raw meat. The shadows jerked and quickened. They were just a few meters away now, drawn by the blood. A form emerged, its crooked fingers reaching, shuffling close to Thorgard on bent, misshapen limbs. It was not alone, not nearly alone. 100 meters away, Afka reached for his bolter.
What if he cannot hear them?
The wind had built to a scream. It buffeted Thorgard's plaits, tossing them around like vipers. Still, he flensed, occasionally devouring a strip of the raw meat.
He'll move.
Skeln's tone was reassuring, but he reached for his bolt pistol anyway. Just a meter away, Still, Thorgard seemed oblivious.
Could he not scent the creatures?
He'll move.
The confidence in Skeln's voice was waning rapidly. The zombie was almost within touching distance.
Us of Russ,
he swore, powering to his feet and wrenching his bolt pistol free. Just as Thorgard leapt up, a backhand slash with his wolf claw, cutting first through the reaching zombie's wrist, then driving on into its upper torso and scything through its neck. Its head bounced onto the ground, and Thorgard kicked it into the face of another assailant before launching forward, claws wide, to cleave the plague creature in two. Thorgard decapitated four more in as many seconds, grinning wildly at the shredded corpses at his feet. And it was over before it had begun. The zombie's lighter body mass had evidently failed to set off the snares meant for Hagni, but had not been so silent as to fool Thorgard. Skeln sighed with relief. He and Avka were about to relax when the grey shadows returned. As the zombies appeared in their droves, it became clear by their uniforms what had happened to the crews of the vehicle convoy. Skeln roared.
Now we go!
Together, they plunged into the drifts, weapons booming. Thorgard rushed forward and bisected a creature from groin to stern, using his momentum to push through it and leaving the two ragged body hugs flapping impotently, a meter of gore-slicked snow between them. To his left, a zombie stuttered, its advance halted by the staccato fire of Afka's bolter. A second burst spun it on its broken ankle and pitched the creature back. An exploding cranium painted Thorgard's power armor in thick dead blood and brain matter. The zombie collapsed to its knees like a puppet without its strings and slumped headless in the slushed snow. The muzzle flash had barely died from Skeln's bolt pistol as he drew his power axe and went hand to hand. Still a few meters from Thorgard, the other space wolf found it hard to maintain his brother's frenetic pace. Afka sensibly kept his distance, using his bolter's range to protect his battle brother's flanks. Fenrir and Skoll barreled past him on either side as he took up a ready stance and switched to rapid fire. As the pair of snarling thunderwolves hit, Magnin rose out of a snow mound, shawled white and growling for blood. The creatures tore into the undead tank crews, ripping off limbs and raking bodies. Any normal enemy would have fled before such carnage, but the plague zombies had long since forgotten fear. They knew nothing now but the urge to feed, the maddening hunger for flesh that was never slaked. Skeln hacked through a zombie's spinal column, just as three more of the creatures rammed into him. He was rocked on his heels but kept his footing, splitting the skull of one with his elbow and shredding the other two with a close-range burst of his bolt pistol.
Now, this is sport!
Thorgard bellowed, surrounded by plague creatures. He drove a wolf claw into the torso of one, tearing the blades upwards and shattering its clavicle. With the other hand, he swiped off a zombie's head before crushing it to the ground with a heavy boot. One leapt onto his back, scratching at his neck and gorget. Thorgard reached around to seize it and throw it off when another zombie fired a shot into his torso, an old memory triggering the lasgun in its grasp. Grimacing, the space wolf was about to slash it when he found his arm pinned by another creature. A fourth had mounted his right poltron and was gnawing at the ceramite.
Not like this,
Thorgard raged.
Teeth of Russ, my end will be worthy of a saga!
Heat singed his face as Afka's bolter shells tore into the zombies clambering over him. The one clinging to his poltron was torn off, claws still embedded in the ceramite, whilst the creature pinning Thorgard's arm was struck in the back. The ammo storm rolled up its spine to burst open its head like a rotten fruit. As Thorgard yanked the zombie off his back and then punched his fist through the lasgunner, Magnin leapt to its master's defense, crushing another two.
We cannot slay them all!
Afka's voice was tinny and cracked with static as it came through on the comm bead in Skeln's ear.
Agreed. Mount up and break through.
Afka cut the link when Skeln had finally caught up to Thorgard.
It seems your lure was too effective, brother.
Some of the other space wolf's eagerness had diminished.
I had hoped for larger prey.
Skeln howled, and Fenrir bounded to his side, after finishing a zombie with a savage twist of its jaws.
We're done here.
He climbed atop the monstrous thunderwolf's back. They'd cleared a bloody gap in the horde, but had only seconds until the next wave of plague creatures were upon them. Thorgard nodded reluctantly. He was summoning Magnin when Afka's voice crashed in on the combead.
There! I see the beast! Hagni is abroad and in my sight!
Afka was pointing, even as he slung himself across Skoll's shoulders and urged the Thunderwolf to charge. Skeln and Thorgard followed his outstretched finger to a dark silhouette crouched on the horizon. Though distant, the Wolfguard made out hulking shoulders and a broad back, hirsute with fur. Skeln thought he caught a shimmer from a pauldron hanging loosely off the beast's shoulder. There could be no doubt. It was Hagni, now more beast than man. Howling a battle cry, Afka hammered past the other two space wolves, intent on his prey. Skoll used its muscled bulk to heave zombies out of its way, crushing bodies beneath it as it drove inexorably forwards. By the time Skeln and Thorgard had spurred their mounts, Afka was well ahead of them. They too battered their way through the plague mob, cutting a bloody path to the open ground ahead. Soon, the horde was floundering behind them, and an arctic waste beckoned where the chase was on for Hagni.
Damn you, Afka!
Skeln's eyes locked onto his brother, now even farther in front of them. Hagni's silhouette had not yet moved. The wolfen watched its brother's approach. At this rate, Afka would reach it well before Skeln and Thorgard. He seemed hell-bent on facing it alone. And despite the fact he rode Skoll, Skeln recalled all too well the butchered remains of Barek and his Thunderwolf. Alone, Afka faced a very uncertain victory. A sudden cracking arrested Skeln's thoughts, and a chill entered his spine.
Skeln, the ice!
Thorgard was looking downward, already slowing. The snowy tundra they traversed was not solid ground at all. It was a lake, frozen stiff by the cold weather, but now breaking up with the heavy footfalls of the Thunderwolves. Skeln saw the ground webbing beneath Fenrir's massive paws.
Hold!
Skeln reined in the monstrous beast, stalling the pursuit. Opening up a channel, he shouted into the combeam.
Afka, slow down. The ice is cracking. I have him. The beast won't escape again. Afka
wasn't listening. He severed the link and rode on harder.
I'm sorry, Skeln. Barak must be avenged.
He peered down the end of his bolter, bringing Hagni into his sights.
You are mine, Wolfen.
When the beast slipped away and was gone.
No!
That was when the ground fell away, and icy water rose up around them. Weighed down by armor and augmetics, man and beast were dragged down into Stygian gloom. Darkness surrounded him, together with a sense of lightness that Afka had not felt for some time. The rage, the grief at Barak's death, the burning desire for vengeance, all of it seemed muted by the cold. And for a moment, just the briefest of moments, Afka almost gave in. Something strong and vice-like seized his wrist. He was traveling upwards again. He saw the vague suggestion of light. Air rushed his lungs, and raucous noise clamored into being as Afka breached the freezing surface of the water.
Hold on,
snarled Skeln, beard dripping icy wet from where he'd plunged in to grab him.
Thorgard, I have him!
The other Wolfguard came into view. He'd removed his wolf claw gauntlets. They lay on the ice nearby, and leaned over to grasp Afka's power generator.
No!
Afka roared, thrashing.
Leave me! Follow Hagni! Avenge Barak!
Skeln wasn't listening. Together, he and Thorgard hauled Afka up and onto the fragile ice bank. Skoll had not been so fortunate. The Thunderwolf's sheer bulk, its cybernetic body fashioned by the Iron Priests, had sunk it like an anchor. With nothing to cling to, the great beast had drowned in the black depths of the lake. It was a poor end for such a noble creature. Afka's expression told Skeln that Skoll's former master thought so too. For a short while, they sat on the ice, not daring to move should it crack again and swallow them all this time. The zombie hordes were far enough away not to trouble them. Skeln glared at Afka, his gaze murderous. Thorgard tentatively retrieved his gauntlets. Afka merely lay on his back and stared into the sky. Cold and pitiless, it echoed the feeling in his hollow heart. Afka had not spoken for over an hour after the incident on the lake. He felt the loss of Skull keenly, so strong was their bond. A separation of a limb would have been easier to take. When he did finally give voice, now running alongside Skeln, it was clear his mood had not improved.
You should have let me sink and gone after the Wolfen yourself.
You've lost your mount, and we are two brothers down already, Afka. I will not lose another in a vain and foolish sacrifice.
Skeln's retort was biting.
I would not have drowned.
Skeln looked down at him. No, brother, but you would have given up. Afka's shadowed expression betrayed his shame. Thorgard had found Hagni's trail again soon after leaving the ice lake, now far behind them, and was leading the Wolfguard down into the catacombs of Hellspire, the urbanization of the city growing around them suddenly like a virus. Here, the city was at its darkest. These were its sinks, its bowels, the very bones of its construction. Streets and avenues became tunnels. Towers morphed into the sweating columns of foundation stones. The platinum sky was replaced by the rock-crete underbelly of the roads above. A sewer stink pervaded, sullying the icy crispness of the air. Stagnant heat lingered, emanating from the buried fusion generators that ran the benighted city's power grid. Thorgard sniffed the air, finding the Wolfen's scent. There was something else, too. Something he couldn't place.
It's strange,
he muttered, oblivious to his brother's arguing.
What is? Since killing Barak, Hagni has had many days to get ahead of us. I expected to track him to a lair, not to see him out in the open, especially so blatantly. It's as if he wants to get caught.
Afka bristled.
He begs for death.
Skeln's eyes became cold, hard bergs.
No wolf would ever desire that. No wolf would ever die without a fight.
Chastened, Afka realized he had spoken out of turn.
Sorry, brother, I am not myself. But what other explanation is there?
It doesn't feel like he's begging for death. There's no sport in this. I've seen whelping aspirants harder to track. Hagni allows us to catch up only to then flee.
He's getting careless then, that's all. And hungry. There's only dead flesh here, no fresh meat to sate the beast. Skeln was silent and stern. He had noticed the sigils daubed on the walls and the rank, pervading stench growing stronger. They were deep into the heart of Hellspire now, and reaching the end of a long, broad sewer conduit. A chamber loomed ahead, a sickly oval of light announcing it.
There's something else here. Very large. Very strong. Its scent mingles with the Wolfen's.
Thorgard brought Magnin to a halt and turned to face his brothers.
Hagni wasn't trying to flee, or merely running wild.
He was leading us. There may be some of Hagni left after all.
But leading us to what?
Thorgard ignited his wolf claws. Their electrical glow framed his face in an eerie light.
Brothers.
Misshapen forms were shuffling into the light. In the chamber beyond, Skeln knew in his core they would find Hagni and whatever it was he had been leading them to. He had drawn his weapons. Afka, too.
Thunderwolves!
He roared,
glaring at the approaching zombies. For Fenris and Leman Russ!
Howling, the space wolves charged down the tunnel, making for the opening and whatever waited for them beyond it. Skeln's uppercut smashed a plague creature aside, tearing open its torso and spilling diseased innards. He hung down along Fenrir's flank like a trick rider from the old clan gatherings of his former life before he became a space wolf. Another was flung into the tunnel wall, its bones shattered by the force of Fenrir's swipe. Afka raked three more with controlled bursts from his bolter. The explosive rounds turned the creatures into little more than a visceral mist. Thorgard cut down the rest. By the end of it, his scything wolf claws were slick and red.
Ivangard, nothing more.
The actinic glare from his blades pooled deep shadows around his wild eyes. He was ready for more. Skeln snarled at the miasma of pestilence coming from the chamber entrance. Howling and the deep bellowing of something large and unnatural emanated from it. It was a wolf fighting a monster.
Steel yourselves, brothers.
Skeln growled, and astride Fenrir moved to face whatever lay beyond. The chamber was a confluence of sewer pipes. Rusted openings in the walls disgorged filth. It pooled in a deep basin in the middle of the room. Wallowing in the dark morass was a pustulent giant. Sloth-like and disgusting, burgeoning rolls of putrescent yellow flab ruptured the creature's armor. The fragments of ceramite that still clung to its grotesque bulk were adhered by rivulets of pus, bursting from the boils and sores infesting its blubbery flesh. Horrid and distended, the beast's mouth was a gaping maw. Several tongues lolled from one encrusted corner. They licked and probed at the sores lasciviously, tendril-like and sentient.